Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to change those laws, saying that God loves everybody, so that he's saying that you can have a same-sex relationship. That's what my Father in heaven has not said. He is lying to you all. I want you to know that I said he is lying. He hasn't read the Bible. I don't know how he became the Pope to tell you all such nonsense. That would lead you to hell. God does not say that. What God says is not in the Ten Commandments, but it's in the Bible that a man, I think it's Leviticus, maybe 18 or 19, I can't remember exactly where it is, but man is not to have sex as if he was with a woman. Man is not supposed to sleep with a man. Neither is a woman supposed to sleep with a woman. Understand that this Catholic person is lying to you all. And I want you all to go to heaven. I think that I will if I continue doing what the Lord says for me to do. He told us, if we love him, keep the commandments. He said that in John 14. I remember because I was having such a hard time. And he came to me in a dream one night, telling me to trust in the Lord. And I do trust in the Lord. Believe in him. I cannot say it exactly the way that he said, but I would tell you, sheep, to read John chapter 14. It's in there, trust in the Lord. And you also see in verse 15, John 14, 15, where it says, if you love me, keep his commandments. And I think I will read those commandments to you today. There's 10 commandments, but there are more than 10 commandments. Excuse me, see, I'm Belgian. When I start Belgian, I can't seem to stop. Read Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. That's where you will find the Ten Commandments, that you read it for yourself. It's important that you all remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You churches have let this person lie to you for many years. And I grew up in the Baptist church where God says for us to remember the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is not a Sunday. It's not the first day of the week. It's a Saturday. For those of you who do not know, that Sabbath is a Saturday. You shall have your congregation memberships to meet on Sabbath, a Saturday, and keep it holy and to rest. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to know that Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. What's so hard about you knowing that? That's the truth. It's in the Bible. I think it's maybe Genesis chapter 2 somewhere. it tells you that seventh day, the day starts in the evening time. He has, and when I say he has, I'm talking about Pope Constantine. And we have been following his way since slavery time. And, of course, they don't want to admit that they have put God's children in slavery. Remember, God's mother is a black woman, Mary. So God, a brown person, he might be black, I don't know, but I know for sure he's not white. Sheep, we are God's children. And they, and when I say they, I'm talking about white folks. They have taken advantage of us. They have stolen our land and said that they are Jews when they are not. We are the Jews. And I want you all to know that we are. Listen, I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and there are a lot of words in the King James Version that I do not know how to pronounce. Nonetheless, I will try to do as much pronunciation as I can. Now, let me turn to the Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. You know, you're supposed to love the Lord, and if you love the Lord, you are to keep his commandment. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What is it that you don't understand about that? You don't have any other gods before him. Stop with your liquor and your alcohol and your drugs. Put God first before everything. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto you any graven images or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the children of the and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's what you're supposed to do, sheep. I won't tell you wrong. As long as I can remember, I will try my best to tell you, sheep, right. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. I'm going to tell you that you are not to use God's name for evil purposes or curses. You're not to misuse God's name. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day. Now, God had his prophets to put this in writing. He did not say Sunday. That's what he told the Catholics to do. Stay away from those people. You have a choice. Choose you to stay. Who you will serve. You got to serve. You don't have to. But God gives us a choice. Who we will serve, and he expects you to serve him.
let's go with the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them is. He rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means made it holy. The Sabbath day is made holy. It's a day of worship to our Father in heaven. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, for the days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee. If you don't understand about honoring your mother and your father, that your days may be long upon the earth. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. I know you understand that, see. The white man has made it so that we can kill our unborn children. I thank God that he saved me from doing that, because surely you get punished for the things that you would do. You're not to kill. Don't have an abortion. They have lied to you. The American government has lied to you. Now, you can be a Democrat because I am a Democrat, and I don't believe in killing babies or having an abortion, although I do believe in being a Democrat, because they are less ruthless than the Republicans. Republicans don't care. They will kill you in a minute. They are ruthless people. And God said that we will be ruled by ruthless people. Read Genesis chapter 15. Read it all. Yeah. We're going to get our land back. Yes, we are. And I pray as often as I remember and tell God, remember you said that you were going to do this, that, and the other, and that we are going to get our land back, and we are going to rule over the people who have enslaved us. That's right. You're going to get it back. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Man, woman, that says you should be faithful to your husband or to your wife. You're supposed to be faithful to your spouse. And he did not create man for man. He created a woman for woman. He created man for a woman. Verse 8. Thou shalt not steal. That's direct and to the point. You should not steal. What is it so hard for you to understand about that? The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Why do you want to lie on your neighbor?
You're not supposed to do that. God says, do not bear false witness against your neighbor.
If you have been doing it, stop it. I want you all to go to heaven. And if you do not do this, then you are breaking my Father's heart. I know my heart has been broken. And I'm so glad that my Father in heaven came down and rescued me. I try to do what the Ten Commandments says, as well as other commandments that are not listed under the Ten Commandments. And here is the Tenth Commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. And covet means be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, and I say donkey instead of ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You're not supposed to be envious of anything that is your neighbor's. And I have read those Ten Commandments, but there are more. That's why
thank you. I have been reconnected. All of a sudden, I was cut off. I did not cut myself off. You are not supposed to play with God. Whoever did that, God will punish you. And I ask my Father to punish you for doing that. You should not have cut me off. I know that a lot of times I don't know how to say some of the words of the Bible, but I'll try to. And if you're going to act stupid, you want me to act stupid with you, I can do that too, but I choose not to. I can really do that very well. I come from an area that where I learned how to take care of myself. I'm trying not to. You can cut me off again. You do that. If you're doing that, you're not supposed to touch God's anointing. I don't know where it is that it says that. And as well as if you do not lack that I am a Democrat, and I picked a Democrat to be president, and he has chosen, he has allowed the Democrats to win the election. You should sit down and be glad. You don't follow God. You have an opportunity to follow my Father in heaven and say yourself. That's why I tell you to read the Bible. Do not act stupid like you know who always says he is the best and he was better than this and better than that. That lets me know he has not read the Bible. And he's acting like the child of the devil. And that's what I believe. He is the child of the devil. And so are you, whoever it is that is cutting me off from my program. But nonetheless, Sheik, I have talked long enough. I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles
chapter 4 and verse 22. That's where I left off last time. And I am just belting. I don't know why I belt so much. Maybe it's because I'm learning something. I have read this before. Maybe not to you, see, but to myself, I have read this before. And maybe I am going to pick up and learn something from this that I read today. Remember, Chronicles spell, First Chronicles spell C-H-O-R-R-R. Let me spell it again. Oh, Lord, help me to spell it. C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S, chapter 4, verse 22. That's where I will pick up. And read along with me, saints. Children. You're God's children. You love. God loves you all. And that's why he wanted, I think, this Bible read to you all, so that when you can be put on the whole breastplate of God, so when the devil attacks you, you will stand and attack the devil back. And when you can't do it anymore, you just stand and God will fight your battles for you. Verse 22, and Joachim and the men of Chozar and Joash and Sarah, who has dominion in Moab, and Jeshu Elam, spelled J-A-S-H-U-B-I, hyphen L-E-H-E-M. And these are the ancient things. These were the potters and those that dwelt among the plants and hedges that they dwelt with the king for his work. And the sons of Simeon were Nemuel, spelled Jasmine, J-A-M-I-N, and Jarib, J-A-R-I-B. Zera, V-E-R-A-H, and Shaul, S-H-A-U-L. Shulman, his son, Mibsam, M-I-B-S-A-M, his son, Mishah, M-I-S-H, M-A, his son. These and are the sons of Mishah, M-I-S-H-M-A, Hamuel, H-A-M-U-E-L, his son, Zachor, Z-A-C-C-H-U-R, his son, and Shimuel, S-H-I-M-I-E-L, his son. And Shimuel had 16 sons and 6 daughters. My goodness, 16 sons and 6 daughters. But his brethren had not many children, neither did their families multiply like the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, B-E-E-R hyphen S-H-E-B-A, and Sabbath. Let me spell it again. And hopefully, Father, I want to spell it correctly. M-O-L-A-D-A-H. And Hazelwell, H-A-Z-A-R hyphen Shuel, S-H-U-A-L. And at Bilhar and the Eman, E-Z-E-M, Tola, T-O-L-A-B. And at Beulah, Beulah is spelled B-E-T-H-U-E-L. And at Horman, spelled H-O-R-M-I. Let me spell it again for you see. H-O-R-M-A-H and Ziklag. At Beth Kobah, that's spelled B-E-T-M-A-R-C-A-G. B-O-T-H, and Harzum, H-A-R, excuse me, H-A-Z-A-R, hyphen, F-U-S-I-M. I just heard some noise in my phone. Hold on, see. They did not cut me off. I don't know why what that noise was about. And at Beth Makova and Harzum, H-A-Z-A-R hyphen S-U-M-I-M at Beth Rio B. E T H hyphen B I R E I Semarum S H A A R A I M. These were the cities which the reign of David. These were their cities unto the reign of David. Verse 32, and their villages were at Etam, or Etam, E-T-A-M, and Aim, Rimon, R-I-M-M-O-N, and Toshen, T-O-C-H-E-N, and Ashen, A S H A N by the cities, and all the cities that were round about the cities unto Baal, B A A L. These were their habitations and their genealogy, and this Shobah, this spell. Meshobab is spelled M-E-S-H-O-B-A-B. And Jamlech is spelled J-A-M-L-E-C-H. And Johash, J-O-S-H-A. Let me spell that for you sheep again. J-O-S-H-A-H, the son of Amasa, A-M-A-Z-I-A-H, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Jezebel, Josiah, the son of Sarah, Serah, the son of Arkel, Asiel, Elo, Enai, and Jaakobah, and Jashohaiah, and Asaiah, and Abiel, and Benaiah, and Zerah, the son of Shipha, Shipha, the son of Alam, the son of Jedaiah, the son of Shemar, Shimri, the son of Shemaiah, Shemaiah, these missing by their names were princes in their families, in the house of their fathers, increased greatly. And they went into the entrance of Gibar, G-E-D-O-R, even unto the east side of the village to seek pasture from their flocks. And they found that pastures and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of him had dwelled there of old. And these were written by name came the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and smote their tents. Smote
is another word
for destroyed their tents and the habitation that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt in the rooms, because there was pastures there for their flocks. And some of them, even the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah and Merah. Merah is spelled Merah, and Repahiah, and Uzziel, the son of Ishi, Ishi. And they smote men to destroy the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there until this day. So hopefully you see, can understand what has been read to you. It's First Chronicles chapter 4. I have read it all to you. See, I am going to ask that you read chapter 5 for your next lesson. Hopefully, it won't be as difficult as the first four few have, because I don't know these names. And even though I have read these names before, I still don't know them. I am going to have a word of prayer because I have 2 minutes left. A closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing me to read as much as I have, and thank you for the few listeners that I have. I thank you for all of them. Perhaps they have learned just a bit. I hope to have read this entire Bible for all to hear before you come back to restore us. I know that you are coming, and I'm trying to tell those who are listening the things that I should tell them. And I want them to know that in James chapter 4 and 15, if it is your will, Father, I will be back here for Friday to speak with your sheep. Also, Father, tell your sheep to read Hosea 4 and 6, where it says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. And you will also reject them as well as have them to read 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God loves you, and I love you too.
Walk on through temptation, 'cause he